You are listening to WWBC Coco, Merritt Island, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI Coco, Rockledge, 94.7 FM, W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, Indy Atlantic, Indian Harbor Beach, Satellite Beach, 100.7 FM, and W260CL, Coco, 99.9 FM.
Good evening, and thank you for tuning in to Kingdom Sounds. We are elated that you have chosen this broadcast on this evening, and we look forward to God blessing you. Stay tuned.
Hello and God bless you. Thank you so much for tuning in today. You are listening to Kingdom Sounds. We are a radio broadcast ministry of Victory International Praise Ministries. Our ministry is located at 250 North Babcock Street in the city of Melbourne, Florida. Our pastor and overseers are Pastor Thomas Robinson and Pastor Teresa Robinson. I'm your host today for the broadcast, Andre Jordan. Thank you for tuning in every weekday, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. right here on 100.7 WWBC radio station. We thank God for all of our listeners, and we encourage you to come out and visit us in service. Amen. You are welcome. We would love to see you and to know how this radio broadcast ministry is being a blessing to your life. We're talking today from a topic that we spoke on previously. We were talking about the veto power, the mighty power that God has given us through His Word to enable us to shut down the enemy in Jesus' name in our lives. So we're going to kind of continue and look at the Word of God. We were coming from Ephesians 6. We're also going to add to that 2 Corinthians chapter 10. A quick word of prayer. Father, thank you so much for the infallible Word of God that is our power and might and strength, that is mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Thank you that you've equipped us with supernatural spiritual armor to cause us to win and to be victorious. Father, I thank you that whatever we are facing today, whatever challenge, circumstances, trial, that we are going to conquer and come through mighty as an overcomer today in Jesus' name, because the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to pull down every stronghold, every enemy, to destroy them through the Word of God. I pray that you're blessed today as we continue teaching. You've got veto power to shut it down in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Let's turn in the Word of God. Let's go ahead and look at 2 Corinthians 10, verse 3 and 4, really quickly. The word of the Lord stands sure forever. The word of the Lord is so blessed and anointed and good. 2 Corinthians chapter 10. I'm going to read two verses, verse 3 and verse 4. Though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. Though we are human in the NLT, we don't wage war as humans. Okay, though we're human, we recognize that. I'm a human, you're a human. But we don't wage and fight war as humans would. Verse number 4. For the weapons of our warfare, instead of fighting like a human would fight in the natural, we use God's mighty weapons, not worldly weapons. But we use God's mighty, and I want to add, supernatural weapons He's given us to knock down strongholds of human reasoning and thinking, and to destroy false arguments. So we use God's supernatural mighty weapons of warfare, which are not carnal, but mighty through God, to the pulling down of strongholds. We were talking about operating and using our veto power. We talked about how the U.S. president has veto power. He can deem that a bill that is trying to be pushed through the legislature, through Congress, to be deemed unconstitutional, to be deemed unlawful, to be deemed unjust, and he has the authorization and the power to veto and turn that over and vote and cancel that bill. And likewise, you and I in the spirit, God has made us mighty, and it is so important for us to recognize and know who we are in God, what he's given us, how he's empowered us, what is available to us. We have the power of God to be victorious in every situation, matter, every battle, every skirmish. We have his power. We have his might. We have his strength. We have veto power. We can cancel the assignment of the enemy. We can cancel the attack of the enemy. We can cancel in the spirit what the enemy is trying to do to us. Every temptation, we can be victorious. We can walk through the fire. We can walk through the storms of life and come out like the Hebrew boys, not smelling of smoke, not singed. Oh, we can come through in Jesus' name. I declare it today. We can come through. And I thank God for the word of God here today to remind us you have power through God. You have the armor of God. I have it, the power of God. I have the armor of God. Let's go back and refresh and just read through and take a quick look at the armor, what God has given us. I'm flipping back and forth between Ephesians 6 and 2 Corinthians 10. Ephesians 6, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Let God strengthen you and I today. Number one, be strengthened. If you're facing something, and even if you're not, stay strong. We don't wait until the battle, we're full-fledged in the battle, but let us stay strong daily. God, I pray for your strength today, and I pray for your strength for everyone that's hearing my voice going through the airways. Be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Be strengthened in God today. Receive his strength. God, by faith, we receive your strength today. We're staying battle ready. We're having a battle ready mindset because we're soldiers in the army of the Lord. So we thank God today for his strength. We thank God today for his power. We thank God today for his might enabling and equipping us. So it tells us, put on the whole armor of God, every piece. Don't go out undressed. Every piece. Let's go through it. We put on the belt of truth. We put on the breastplate of righteousness. We put on our feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. We put on the shield of faith. We take it up and we raise it up that we might be able to quench every fiery dart of the wicked one, of the enemy, of the devil, every arrow that he sends. Whoop. Into the shield of faith it goes, quenched, extinguished, annihilated. We take unto us the helmet of salvation, guarding our heart and mind. The enemy seed thoughts that the enemy wants to plant in our heart, thoughts of fear, thoughts of doubt, thoughts of unbelief, cannot penetrate because my mind has been renewed by the, has been transformed by the renewing of the, my mind as I read the word of God, because I have permitted the mind of Christ to be in me. So it enables me to think on a higher level, to think on the things that God thinks, to ask God to help me to think and perceive and to see things from his perspective. It's equipping me to not see through the eyes of the natural, but to walk by faith and not by sight. So God has given us amazing supernatural armor to enable us through his power to be victorious, to enable us through his might to be victorious, to win against the enemy. He told us, I'm reviewing it, that we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but that the fight is supernatural. It's against principalities. It's a spiritual fight, spiritual principalities, spiritual powers, rulers of darkness of this world, spiritual wickedness in high places. But it does not matter, because Jesus, we were talking, is our blueprint. Jesus is our example. Jesus is our pattern. We follow him. We follow him. We do what he says. He said, greater works than these you shall do. I go to the Father. He sends you the Holy Spirit. The Comforter's come in my name. He's in you. Christ within us, the Holy Spirit of God within us, enabling us if we'll do what he said. I want to say to you and I, we're dressed when we put on the armor of God every day, sometimes multiple times a day. We put on the armor of God, we're covered, we're dressed to kill in Jesus' name from head to toe, the helmet of salvation down to our shoes, being shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. And then God has given us supernatural power through our mouth. Is a missile. It's a weapon of war. If we will use it right, he's given us, Matthew 16 lets us know, he's given us the power, the ability. I've got the armor. I've got the word of God. I have his strength. I have his might. I have his power. I have his mind, the mind of Christ. And he's given me another weaponry. It is the power through God to bind and to loose. It is that veto power of which we speak. Let's look at Matthew 16 and verse 19 really quick. And Jesus says, and I will give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven. Ah, we've got the armor. We've got God's strength. We got God's might. We've got the Holy Spirit. We've got our weaponry, the shield of faith, the sword of the Spirit. And God has given us supernatural veto power. He's given us keys, the power to bind and loose. He says, I'll give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever you shall loose in earth shall be loosed in heaven. Jesus says, I give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you forbid, disallow, deem unlawful, whatever you veto, he said, I'm paraphrasing, it will be forbidden in heaven. Whatever you permit and allow on earth, it'll be permitted in heaven. These are weapons of warfare that I speak of today. I want you to know that you are mightier than you realize. If you serve the living God, if you belong and have redeemed and bought with the blood, shed blood of Jesus Christ, you're mightier than you know. And so, wake up, wake up, wake up and shake yourself. You're powerful. You're a soldier of God. You're well able and well equipped to win, to be victorious, to conquer, to subdue, to have dominion, because Christ has made it possible. Christ has made it possible. God has equipped us. Listen, Jesus defeated the enemy with the word of God. Jesus defeated Satan with the word of God. The word of God declares it is written. And so I just read in Matthew 16, 19, how God says, Jesus said, I give you the keys. I give you the keys. Keys have a purpose. Keys have an assignment. keys lock and unlock. Jesus says, I give you the power. I give you the keys. I give you the power. I give you the ability to veto. I give you the power to decree. This is unlawful. This is not biblical. I give you the power to shut it down in Jesus' name, in my name, in my authority. Use it. Open your mouth and let the missile come out. Open your mouth and let the missile come out today. We have the authority and power of God, and he backs us up when we align it with the word of God. When we align it with the word of God, everything that the enemy throws at us, when we look into the word of God and we see, hold it. The scripture says this thing that the enemy is trying is unlawful. We shut it down. We cut it down. We crush it. We destroy it. We annihilate it. We demolish it with the word of God. Every stronghold, every lie, every evil strategy, every malicious plot, every trap, every trick, every temptation, I use the word of God. I arm myself in the armor of God. I win. I win. I win. And you win. And you win. And you win. And you win. Because the word of God works. Because the word of God is true. Because the word of God is powerful and quick. And it's sharper than any two-edged sword. And it can cut to pieces through. The scripture gives us the example, the joint and the marrow. But I'm going to say this. The word of God can cut through these spiritual opponents. Wickedness, spiritual wickedness in high places, principalities and power. The word of God can cut them asunder and cut through every strategy of the enemy in Jesus' name. You and I have God's power in us, dunamis power. Open our mouths today. Let us use and wield the sword of the word of God. And I give you, I'm reading it again, Matthew 16:19, Jesus says, I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you forbid on earth, it's forbidden. I open my mouth today. Open our mouths today. What is going on in our lives? What is going on in our family? What is going on in our marriage? What is going on with our children? I forbid it in Jesus' name. It's unlawful. I object. I veto what you're throwing at me today. I don't allow it. I don't permit. I don't approve. I don't participate. Why? Because the word of the Lord allows me. He's given me the key. I put the key in the keyhole and I turn, hallelujah, turn it off to forbid it, turn it on to permit it. But I use these keys, the keys that he's given us, the weapons that he's given us. They're mighty through God. We're armed and dangerous as soldiers and representatives of the kingdom of God. We're dressed to kill in the armor of God. We have in our tongue the power to speak life, the power to speak death. We speak life to the things of God. We speak death to everything, every corrupt thing, every corrupt seed, everything that operates and originates outside of the heart of God, outside of the will of God. I kill that thing with the word of the Lord. I speak like Jesus did, and I say it is written to cancel the assignment of the enemy. I speak in faith the word of the Lord. I use my mouth and open it up and decree the word of the Lord all day long. Open up. We've got to get into the scriptures and pull out the bullets that is the word of God. Pull out of the arsenal of God in the scripture. I thank God today he's given us spiritual ammunition. Spiritual ammunition that we can be victorious. That we can win the fight. That we can do what God said we can do. Be who he's called us to be. Hallelujah. That we mix the word of God with faith, that we speak boldly, strongly, that we realize, how many of us realize today, we don't have to fear the enemy. We don't have to fear the enemy. Jesus is our blueprint. Jesus is our pattern. Jesus is our example. And Jesus was not afraid of the enemy, because Jesus knew, as you and I are being reminded today, we've got God's power to shut the enemy down in Jesus' name. Jesus has given us his authority. We come in his name. We come in his power. We come armed in the armor of God. We come in the helmet of salvation. We come in the breastplate of righteousness. We come in the belt of truth. We come with our feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. We come with the shield of faith. We come with the sword of the Spirit, the word of God, and we're wielding it in our hands, back and forth, up and down, destroying, cutting asunder, demolishing, destroying, annihilating, crushing everything that's not of God, that raises up its head in our lives, that raises up its head in our marriages, that raises up its head in our children, that raises up its head in our generations, that raises up its head. We cut it down in Jesus' name, decisively, deliberately, on purpose, and intentionally, with a vengeance and a quickness. Hallelujah, that we can rise up and walk in and accomplish and be and do and fulfill the assignment that Christ, that Jesus has for our lives, that God has assigned us to. I declare this is the year that we will be victorious in God. This is the year that we will shake off complacency, that we will shake off slothfulness, that we will shake off doubt and unbelief, that we will shake off every hindrance, that we will shake off fear in Jesus' name, but that we will become the bold soldiers, that we are arising in God, that we are rising in him and arising in faith. We arise in faith to grab hold of the word like never before and believe the word and know the word and hide the word and are filled with the word and are filled with the Holy Spirit of God and are filled with the mind of Christ, that we shall do, become, accomplish the will of the Lord in this day and hour. I thank God so much for being a mighty God and making us in his image and likeness and empowering us to do everything that he's called me to do. He's already equipped me. I'm already equipped. When I accepted Jesus, I am equipped. I am equipped through him. As I read and I learn and I grow in the knowledge of God and I grow in the knowledge of his word, I begin to operate and function as Christ in the earth. God wants you and I to know you have veto power. You have power through God. You're mighty through God. You have power through God to pull down these strongholds, pull down and destroy them with the word of God. Cancel their assignment against your genealogy, against your family, against your legacy, against your children. Cancel the assignment against your marriage to kill, to steal, and destroy with the word of God. Wield your sword well. Destroy every lie of the enemy. Uproot every lie of the enemy. Crush the enemy's head. Destroy and annihilate the lie, the trap, the trick, the strategy. Disarm him in Jesus' name. We have the power through God to disarm the enemy. When Jesus finished whipping up on the devil's head with the word of God, back in Matthew 4, verses 1 through 4, the enemy fled. The Bible tells us, therefore, to submit ourselves, therefore, unto God and to resist him. Resist him with the word. Resist him with God's strength. Resist him with God's might. Resist him with the power. But when you bring the sword of the Spirit, when you bring the word of God, it's about over, because the enemy is no match for the word of God. The enemy is no match for the power of God. He's like a bully, and he'll try to bully you as long as you allow him to bully. But when you rise up in the strength of God, when you rise up in the power of God, when you and I take a stand firm with the armor of God on, that we can be standing after the battle, after wielding the sword of the word of God, after cutting down every lie of the enemy with "it is written." It is written, hiding the word of God so we'll know what is written, so we'll know what to pull out and use the scripture. Cut, 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 slice, slice, slice. Annihilate and destroy our mission. Shut it down. Veto. Use the power God has given us to shut it down in Jesus' name. We come in the authority of Jesus today, the wonderful, matchless name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I pray today that you're excited, This is an exciting kingdom sound that we go today in the power of God, the strength of God. I pray that you are blessed as you hear the word of the Lord today. Remember, we are Victory International Praise Ministries. We're located at 250 North Babcock Street. Our pastors are Pastor Thomas and Teresa Robinson. We're found in the beautiful city of Melbourne, Florida. We invite you to come worship with us. You're going to get the word of truth, and we're going to worship the Lord together. Our service times, Sunday mornings, 11 a.m. Our worship times, Tuesday evening, come at 7:30 p.m. Join us in a time of worship and the word. You may come as a visitor, but you're going to leave as family. God bless you today as you walk in victory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening in to Kingdom Sounds. Be sure to listen in Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. Our service times are Sunday at 11 o'clock a.m. and Tuesdays at 7:30 p.m. If you have a prayer request, you can send it in to vipministries@att.net. We are located at 250 North Babcock Street in Melbourne, Florida, 32935. VIP is empowering God's people to overcome what's overcoming them and mobilizing them to impact society. Our prayer is that God will bless you and keep you, that He will make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. Be blessed.
You are listening to WWBC Coco, Merritt Island, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI Coco, Rockledge, 94.7 FM, W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Pompeii, Indian Atlantic, Indian Harbor Beach, Satellite Beach, 100.7 FM, and W260CL Coco, 99.9 FM.
This is Bible Q&A with John MacArthur, author of the MacArthur New Testament Commentary Series. And I'm Denny Nugent with the question that's been around for a long time, and it isn't going away anytime soon. How should Christians relate to the government? Romans 13 tells us we're to submit to our leaders, pray for them, and pay taxes. Well, based on that passage, John, can we say there's never a time when a believer has biblical grounds for disobeying his or her government?
Well, the only time that a believer would disobey the government would be when the government commands or demands the believer to do something God forbids, or when the government forbids believers to do what God commands. In other words, until the government intersects with the righteous law of God and asks us to do what God does not want us to do, we obey the government. We submit to the government. We might not like what they're doing. We certainly don't like what they're doing with our tax money. We don't like that the government is pro-abortion. We don't like that it's pro-gay marriage. We don't like a lot of things about the government. And we, if we have a choice, don't use our influence to aid and abet any of those things. But until the government specifically demands that we sin against God, we are called to be obedient to the government. With all its weaknesses, it still is a God-ordained institution to punish evildoers and reward those who do good.